All right, we back, we back. Pump your gums, it's been a minute. It's your boy Gabe, we got brother Tony,
oh, yeah.
We got pretty Mike, we
yes,
got
sir.
Jason, and
what's
we
up,
got
what's up?
Better looking twin Ben. Jay Diamond the Trash Man, he not here at the moment, so we got some guests. He may show up and kill a whole vibe later.
I hope he does not come in like
I'm
going to happen again.
Oh,
but,
there you go. Come on, yeah. But we're going to jump right back in. Normally, we had some other stuff to speak about, but it's so much stuff been going on in the sports world with these trades and stuff. So we're going to start it off with what is undeniably the worst trade ever in the history of football, and that is D-Hop. He got traded for a second-round pick, a fourth-round pick, and a Frito bag.
Oh, man. Might as well have been.
It's the same.
Yeah. It's the same.
How y'all
same
feel
marriage.
About that?
Oh, man.
You hit it on the head to me. In the absence of me knowing every trade that ever took place, I would say it has to be the worst trade ever.
Yeah, okay.
Man, I don't see the logic behind it. I'm not as mad. I guess I wouldn't be as mad if we would have got more for him, but the fact that what we got for him, coupled with trading him, period. I just need them to get rid of Bill O'Brien.
He should have been gone, man.
I don't see what's the hold up. Like, what else do he need to happen?
He a made man.
He's not gonna be gone, man. He got promoted. I mean, yeah, he did good last year. He got promoted, man, to GM. Mm-hmm. That's how cold he was last year, man.
I want to know what they saw him in as a coach to say, you know what, that boy needs
you
some more.
He came from the Patriots.
He must be the Jay Prince.
That's it.
In the NFL or something, man. I'm telling you. He gotta be.
He got some pictures on somebody, man.
He got something on somebody. God. I think the thing about it, though, is that I was trying to understand like why they traded him. I know that the thing about the beef and everything that Michael Irvin talked about, but I think it's more so because of what Patrick Mahomes did. Because Patrick Mahomes is so great, he about to get broke off with the richest contract in history. And Deshaun Watson is like right behind him. So Deshaun Watson is going to break the market, too. He might not be Patrick Mahomes money, but he might be $10 million short at least.
That's what I was about to say.
But he's going to break it so much, I think, that they're trying to figure out a way how to keep, bring core people in at the same time, keep Deshaun Watson. He can pay, man. I don't care what happens. He's going to get paid. If he got paid first, it'd be the richest contract in history.
See, I never thought about
until,
it from that angle.
Until Patrick
it
Mahomes
still hurt.
It still hurts. But I think it's on the way.
Right now, and you still could afford it. We got some of the most cap in the league. That's not a good enough reason. I can see if it's right now, Watson got to get paid, and the cap is just holding us back from that $10 million we need from Hopkins. I'd rather you trade some scrubs just to get some money if it's just for a salary dump, but that doesn't make sense. Mm-hmm. Even with the beef, Hopkins came on the internet was like, I got nothing but respect mm-hmm. for him and all that.
And from your angle, the running back, Johnson, I can't remember his first name.
David Johnson?
Don't we have to pay him like 13?
Yeah, he did.
Yeah, it's so awesome.
But I think he's more of a throwaway player.
Yeah, he's a throwaway player.
Seriously, he's going to be a throwaway player because they might just cut him. In the contract, it's guaranteed in the NFL, but they might just cut him. He's a throwaway player, which means they'll save the money on the cap. But nobody's going to be like, hey, you cut David Johnson, so what? But if you cut Hop, hold on, come on now. What's going on?
This is the equivalent of a cut.
If that's gonna cut him, why wouldn't they cut him?
It'll be to save money. Obviously, nothing can really happen because nobody can meet each other. So the thing about it is really tough about free agency now is that you can't meet any person. You can't meet anybody in person. So if somebody's hurt, you really don't know. You're just taking a chance on everybody. Everybody's even getting signed. You're just taking a chance. You don't know where they at really at injury. I think that's why a lot of the movement that's taking place are guys who not been hurt. That's why Cam Newton is having a hard time right now because he's been hurt. So you can't evaluate
it. Your plan was to trade for him to cut him. You can still do that already. That's mm-hmm. clearly not what his plan is. He's planning on playing.
Well, no, don't give him a chance. I mean, you don't give him a chance. If there's going to be a training camp, they'll give him a chance. But like, out of everybody's on the team right now, he's the best running back. Literally, that's left over. It's not Carlos Hyde. It's going to be if a healthy David Johnson is there. He's the best running back that we have in our whole stable. You see what I'm saying?
It's not like we got
better than Duke.
It ain't like we got
way better than Duke. He's way better than Duke Johnson.
Duke Johnson's one of the best receiving running backs in the league.
There's a reason why Duke Johnson did not get signed by the Browns. The reason why the Browns let him go.
No, we traded for him.
But the reason why, well, we traded for him, but you know why? Because he wanted to leave, though.
Yeah,
he wanted
to leave. Kareem Hunt came to the team.
That means you want the best. That means somebody came and took your job.
I'm not saying he's a world beater. He's the best
Nick
in the league.
Nick Chubb came and took his spot.
But you got Nick Chubb.
No, but he's not even the healthy David Johnson. Duke Johnson can't touch him. This dude was known for catching passes.
That's what I'm trying to say, because David Johnson hasn't been good for 2 years. So we keep saying
he has been healthy. He has been healthy, and the team has been trash.
So we don't know what he's going to look like when he's healthy.
But I think a healthy Duke Johnson is better than healthy. David Johnson is better than healthy than Duke Johnson.
I would have to agree if we're going off the last year. He didn't play last year.
Hyatt was the best running back.
I can see if you're going off 2016, David Johnson, then yeah, because David Johnson was a starter. But it's no telling what he's going to look like 2 years later and all the injuries. And Duke Johnson wasn't used right because of coaching. It's not of his fault if the coach not drawing up plays to maximize his capabilities.
I don't know, man. If Carlos Hyde, you can let him come in there and get all the shine. It tells me something. In NFL, one thing about football is that your practice will give you opportunity to play. So it lets me know something else is going on behind the scenes in his practice. He didn't have opportunity to play because he practiced well.
He was a third down back. He was playing.
But what did he do?
He did enough. What did Carlos Hyde do?
He was the best running back on the team last year. That's what he did.
Not by much.
He was the best running back on the team last year, man.
It's different if the coach is calling runs every first down, you running the ball more because you're that's the prototype of back.
And that lets you know. See right there, that lets you know what kind of player Duke Johnson was. Because Duke Johnson not third down back. Carlos Hyde is a third down back. Because he's bigger and stronger.
The power back, but
and he's supposed to be a third down back. So why is Carlos Hyde running the first?
Well,
second down?
No. Duke Johnson is a third down back because we run it the first two plays, and then every third down is a third and long. So you need the receiving back.
But one thing that tells the story though is what happened in the playoffs. Who's running that pill in the playoffs? It was Carlos Hyde, man. So you trust your horses in the playoffs. In the big stage,
I give it to you that he's a horse.
That's why I'm saying compared
to Duke Johnson, that goes to the point where the other twin was saying is that there's something you're showing in practice.
I just got this up.
All right, throw a little shot at you, man.
There's something you're showing in practice, though. Because it is true, man. You can literally practice your way into snaps. You literally earn your snaps during the week. So it was something that they were seeing that they liked better from Carlos Hyde than they liked from Johnson. Doesn't mean Johnson's a bad player. No. But there's something they saw from Carl Hyde that they trusted him more.
I don't think that's what it is. I think it's more of a situation like take Darren Sproles, for example. Darren Sproles was a lot of times the best running back on his team, but he didn't play over bigger backs. Most people play bigger backs more. That's just the type of back that he is. It's not many receiving backs that start that unless they are a bigger back like Le'Veon.
But the difference is Darren Sproles was never an every down back. That was never
Duke
who he
Johnson
was.
Is not it has never been an every down back either.
He should be, though.
Based on what?
He should be. If he's that good, like, just catching passes alone is not going to do it. You got to be able to do everything, right? And if he got on the field only on third down to catch passes, that means, okay, what's really going on? Why can't you play every down? Because how much did it take to give up for him?
I think a third round pick, a conditional third round pick.
Yeah, for a running back?
Yeah.
That means that. Because he was good enough.
You can find a running back in any round.
Yeah,
you have to have a certain level of skill to be worth a third round pick.
Yeah, but only one because he was a distress asset because he had issue with it at the Browns, right? Because he couldn't play because Nick Chubb was better than him.
But that would have made his value lower. That would have made the Texans have to give less.
What I'm saying is that he was good enough for a third round pick. He probably could have got more because he's really that good. He probably got a second round pick out of it because he's really that good. But at the same time, when he got to the Texans, now it can be coaching. Yeah, it can be definitely be coaching.
I don't think you're getting no second round pick for no running back. Not today. They
just gave up DeAndre Hopkins, man. They just gave up DeAndre for trash, for nothing. So it's possible he could have got it. All right. Now,
you're talking about against an NFGM.
That's what I'm about to say. Now, if you're going to blame it on coaching, you can definitely say, yeah, I blame it on coaching. But at the same time, you can stay always a third down back, and that'll be your career. But then the question is, based on other third down backs, how good was really Duke Johnson? He's not top 10. Because based on third round backs, like Kamara, like his other players out there that you would take over Duke Johnson if it's only job to catch passes.
But you're talking about, I'm just talking about Duke Johnson versus David Johnson. You take Gavin Kamara over David Johnson.
Yeah, but I think a healthy David Johnson can do more than Duke Johnson overall. Because you can put David Johnson in the first thing down.
My dispute was that he's way better than Duke Johnson. I will agree that he can do more because he can run the ball. He's a bigger back.
I think Duke Johnson's good. I think good. I still think David Johnson is a better.
I don't want David Johnson. I want DeAndre Hopkins.
This is how you really feel. That's really what you really want to say. That's really what you want
to
say.
Well, we don't have no choice. We're about to find out.
I mean,
what you got to say, Too Sweet?
All I know is, man, if I was your boy, I ask for a trade. Like, that's my best wide receiver. I don't have a line. I'm getting sacked every time. And then you're going
to
take.
Than it used to be.
And maybe that's
the mean, but it's still
that
trash.
That's the reason why Carlos Hyde played a lot, because the line was so trash. You need a big back there to get some yards. Because the line was so trash.
Man, and they gave up the first round for the
It's hard
me
to just
right
be like, now. Just trade me, though, because. I mean, it's like your loyalty can't be to that one player because there's other people on the team that you're friends with too. You can't just be like, oh, this one player left, forget the rest of the locker room.
Yeah. I see if they trade like Fuller or something and got rid of him because he's injury prone. But
it's zero idea I had in my mind of them trading Hopkins when the offseason started.
It's zero for anyone. No one.
No one thought that was going to happen. I thought it was a joke when I first seen it. I was like, man, this can't be real.
It is a joke. We are the joke.
The little room for our window of championship that we had is slam shit to me.
Well, I never had a little room, just to be real about that.
Come on, chill out.
There was never no room.
Chill out. I don't like to use the word y'all for number one.
Well, y'all because I'm a Pittsburgh fan, number one.
Okay, that's what I'm about to say. We skipped this point, so for our listeners, y'all need to establish, by the bump your gun rule, you cannot be a fan of two teams.
Oh, I'm not a fan of two teams.
Even if you're a Texas fan, two.
I'm off that Texas
right,
boat right
case,
now.
Pittsburgh Steelers all the way.
Okay.
Sixburg Steelers be more accurate way to put it.
You want to know.
You want to put it.
The ESPN Classic rings, man. We love it, man.
We want 10 years ago.
ESPN Classic rings. Is that one of the topics? Is that a topic?
What?
Is that the rings is going to be a topic?
No, that's what he said. He said Sixburg Steelers. I caught the bar.
Oh, I was trying to see last time Texas won anything.
Oh, it's fine.
The boys, last time I learned, it was up like about three touchdowns.
Y'all had way more years in the league than us. So we'll get us more.
You know,
we had a four-string quarterback.
If Pittsburgh won a Super Bowl during the Texas existence, so I mean, no really more excuses. 2010, we still
these
got
boys had a four-string quarterback playing, and they still almost made it to the playoffs. Based on the new season now, the new way, they'd have been in the playoffs. Based on the new format.
It doesn't matter. I don't hear none of that. Right now, we're in the same time. It's dark days. none of that is helping our situation.
We're not doing much better. We still need a quarterback. Yeah. So, you know, Ben Roethlisberger, he might not even be the same anymore, man. And the other guys can't get it done. So, we'll find out.
Maybe we get some questions.
You know what, though?
This is why
I was talking about it. I mean, hopefully, there's going to be some football, man. Period.
Yeah,
I think it's looking out. It's gonna be kind of crazy.
I don't know. Can you play football with no fans? Is that a fanless? I know you can. You can literally do it, but as a player,
But I think that's any sport.
Any sport you can play.
No. Like I said, I know you can, but clearly I didn't play sports.
Me,
but
I think
as a player,
basketball,
that don't hurt when you run out there. You do your
Once you're in the game, you just locked in the game. Once you put the helmet on, hit somebody in the mouth, you locked in. But put it like this. Anybody can tell you, man, once you're in the game, the fans, you don't even hear them.
Yeah.
You just start playing football. You just zone out and start playing football.
I never thought about the fans playing.
Even if you're a player, you think somebody in the crowd, like me and my brother played, you know, semi-pro, you can't even see him. You look back, all you see is faces.
Yeah.
You can't. So it's really, you know, doesn't really affect it. You know what I'm saying? There would be like no home field advantage.
Yeah.
Because who's, you know,
I just always thought about it like it would be like when you was little playing, it wasn't no fans.
It'll affect more than NBA. I imagine as an NBA player, because the fans are right on top of you.
More
football player where the fans are, you know, they're 20 yards away from me. You see what I'm saying? Same thing in baseball. I would think it'd be a little harder in basketball because they're right there on you, and you literally do feed off the energy of the crowd in basketball. You know what I'm saying? You dunk on somebody, you looking at the crowd. You hit the three in my face, you looking at the crowd. Like, all that's part of it. You know what I'm saying? So, I don't know. I think it'd be harder for NBA players than it would be for NFL players.
All right. Well, yeah, during this corona shut-in, it would be good to have something to watch. Besides other people.
You right. Find out like if we don't get nothing right now.
Yeah. Paint, watching
reruns. Yeah. 30 for 30 and
watching some old
dunk contests.
Old Cowboys Super Bowl.
Well, that's ESPN Classic because Cowboys ain't won nothing for a long time.
That was like what black ESPN and white classic. TVs? The last time they won one?
Just about. You can't tell them that. You know, when this go out, the comments going to light up for that one. Why we on it?
That's fine. Cowboys are trash. It's very simple. It's rolls off the tongue. Cowboys are trash.
It
just rolls off the tongue.
That
Cowboys
is the consensus
trash.
Here.
It is a natural match.
9 out of 10 dentists agree.
Don't feel bad saying it either.
Yeah. What y'all think about the Brady move? Personally, you know, I told you I had to met the Chargers at the beginning. The Bucks never thought about it. Ever crossed my mind.
About it either. I love it though. I think it's, if you're gonna leave New England, that's a great place to go. I liked it better than the Chargers. Even when you said the Chargers, I like the Chargers, but I like Tampa Bay. Right, to go play with Bruce Arians, who's one of the best offensive minds in the league, and then they really have a good defense.
Right.
Jameis Winston's lost a lot of games for them last year. Like,
right.
He threw for 5,000 yards, but what, like 30?
He had 30 interceptions.
There you go. I think that's the thing about it. It's like, you trading Jameis for Tom Brady?
Yeah.
You just drop him in there? Come on, man. Yeah. Come on, man.
Because you keep everything else.
Everything else stayed the same, too.
And they weren't
like just sorry, because even before Jameis played, they had wasn't Fitzpatrick playing?
Yeah, Fitzpatrick's playing.
They was doing good with him. They did better with him. Well, obviously, you know, but he has his moments. He played like a 4-game stretch, and then, you know, he'll start to show who he really is.
Yeah.
At the same time, man, you have all the skilled players. You got players, people lined up to want to play for the Bucks.
Yeah.
Think about that, man. I've never heard that before. I never thought about it, you know, looking at football. Like, people are lined up to want to play with Tom Brady like that, and they have all these free agents want to play. Now, they can't pay everybody, but at the same time, think about that division. You got Tom Brady. Drew Brees, not Bridgewater in Carolina, and they used to have Matt Ryan. Every game in that division is going to be crazy. Every game.
There's always a different team winning a division every year anyway, so you already know it's going to be up for grabs always.
Yeah, it's going to be really crazy.
Todd Gurley with the Falcons.
TV 12, baby.
Yeah, see, that whole division is going to be ridiculous, man. And I think that's the thing about it. Like, when you look at that, what his effect on the rest of the team is going to get, is really going to give the opportunity to see, is Tom Brady, like, is he really, really that good? Or because he's been the Patriot for 20 years? You know what I'm saying?
That's been an argument that we've been having, because Manager Jamal thinks that it's not going to make a difference if Tom Brady doesn't play good. It's like his legacy is over. But I agree with Gabe. He was saying that it's going to say a lot for his career. Even though you can't take away from the accolades.
You can't take away from his accolades, but the legacy is going to hurt.
I will agree with that, but here's the only thing that destroys your argument. You're putting a 42-year-old quarterback against Tom Brady in his prime.
I don't know.
I'm not saying it's fair, but the way the optics is going to look,
no one is going to say that.
But yeah, I think that at the same time, though, like, if he has a good season, he played as good as he did last year. It's okay. But you can't expect Tom Brady to come in there.
That is the logical, rational thing to say.
Nobody is going to say that.
But the storyline is going to be, who was it? But
even then, the storyline is going to be based on, like, the measure of success, how you measure. Like, Tom Brady gets them into the playoffs. That's a win. That's a W for Tom Brady.
I don't think he got to win a Super Bowl.
The rational argument would say that.
I'm not talking about the rational argument.
We live in a world where Dallas is Super Bowl contenders every year.
Dallas fans.
I don't know. They're going to get it in arguments. But I'm saying, so the rational mind is going to say that. But the fans.
I've not heard one person say that Tom Brady being on a team makes him a Super Bowl contender. Yeah. I've never heard one person say that.
Hold on.
Matt said it.
But yet, when you watch the shows, it's always, Who was it, Belichick or Brady?
Yeah.
Now they're going to get to see who it is, Belichick or Brady. No one's bringing up how old he is.
Belichick, but that's what I question.
No, I'm saying.
But to me, I don't even think it's an argument, because if you look at all the quarterbacks that Belichick had, they had winning records.
True, but again, so, hold on. But the narrative is
I'm not letting the other twin Jason get away with this. The answer is Tom Brady, but we can talk about that
another time.
The answer is Tom Brady.
We have no evidence. Logically,
how many touchdowns did Bill Belichick throw?
Come on, man.
How many did he throw?
But hold on.
How many completions does he have?
That makes no sense.
This is what I'm saying.
Hold on. Let me know.
The system, he plugged in other quarterbacks. All the other quarterbacks won.
Did they all win Super Bowls?
They didn't play the whole season.
If they would have had the same opportunity.
If they would have had the same opportunity.
They were the team. They just said he plugged them in. They won.
And they won, but they have winning records. He came back before the end of the season.
He came back, though. But they didn't play the whole season. They never played the whole season.
Yes or no question.
Okay, look.
Did they win the ring? That's all
I'm saying. The reason why they won the rings, which we know he's not, automatically, because the first 2 years, defense, third year, then yeah, they won at 10. This third championship, yeah. That's when Tom Brady started getting a groove. The first year, no, it's all defense. The second year was defense.
No, wasn't the first year when he was a kicker. But he had to lead him down the field. He led him down the field on a drive to get the kick.
Can Tom Brady kick the ball?
But did he lead him down the field?
Hold on,
Bill Belichick didn't do none of it. So it's fine. If you want to give it to Vinatieri, it's fine. Bill Belichick didn't do it. He picked the players.
Oh my
that's
God.
That's fine.
Hold on. I'm going to give you an example. Let's talk music. You know, what's the word? What's that song? Beyonce, whatever that to the left song. She sang that song. Hit. Number one hit. You know who got paid for that? Neo.
That's fine.
Because he wrote
the song.
Hold on. Did he sing? No. But did he sing it?
No.
Not at all. Yeah. But he gave her the blueprint for the song, and he got paid for it.
When you hear the song, do you think about Neo? That is Beyonce's hit.
Hold on. But if he wouldn't have gave it... If he wouldn't have given it to her, she would have nothing.
If it was a fifth, we'd all be drunk.
We don't know what... But do you... Even in that standpoint, though... Beyonce's already established, right? She's already an established person. Just as Belichick was always an established coach. He already won a Super Bowl with the Giants for being a defense specialist. Matter of fact, her status said that the last time the Browns were good because he was the head coach before he went to New England, right? So he already has a track record. So what makes a difference is that obviously Tom Brady can't play every position. Mm-hmm. He only can do offense. And there's many times where Tom Brady lost them the game too. And there's times where Tom Brady did not win them the game. The defense won them the game. Like Malcolm Brown interception, they won them the game. Now you can say Seattle gave it away, but at the same time, defense wins championships. Every time they lost, because the defense on the team was better than them, whooping them, right? But the thing about it is that even though logically, Tom Brady can't play both sides, at the end of the day, since Tom Brady can't play both sides, who has more control over the outcome of the game? Bill Belichick. Because what Bill Belichick does Tom Brady now, it doesn't dismiss Tom Brady's greatness.
He's the GOAT.
He's the best quarterback of all time. He really is that good. Like, as far as because his overall accolades, he might talent wise, no. But overall, he's the best. Right question. But it cannot be because of Bill Belichick, because we know Tom Brady, because we know what Bill Belichick did. Even when one season they didn't have Tom Brady, because towards ACL,
11-5.
He took them 10-6 and they missed the playoffs because the Jets. Beat them one game.
You got to be in the playoffs to win a Super Bowl, right? So that means he went 10-6 and didn't win a Super Bowl, right?
Well, I would say that, but who
did he win a Super Bowl? It's all I'm asking. I don't understand.
Tom Brady don't go to the Super Bowl every year.
So you went to him a lot of them.
Hold on, but you can't say
What I'm saying is, if we're going to talk about it, because based on what you just said, I do agree that Bill Belichick has more control because he is the coach, but. He's the de facto GM because
he is the GM.
No, Nick Caserio is the GM, but he's
talent wise. But
what else I'm saying?
Who has more Super Bowls?
Bill Belichick does because he won one with the Giants. But that doesn't have anything to do with Tom Brady.
Well, you just said Super Bowls.
No, the reason why I'm saying that is because Because Tom Brady is the common denominator. Because Belichick did it without Brady and did not win, and then he doing it with Brady and winning.
But all the quarterbacks he had wasn't for the whole season.
How does it not?
Those quarterbacks never played for the whole season. But regardless of the story,
it'd be different. That would be a good argument if it was a quarterback other than Brady for an entire season. So therefore, you could. But if you have to go then ask, did anybody have the opportunity to play the whole season to win the Super Bowl?
But it doesn't change the result.
They haven't, so we can't say, did he win the Super Bowl with him? No, if you don't play the whole season with him.
It doesn't change the result. The result still is that it, regardless of why they didn't or nobody ever got the chance. But it doesn't change the fact that nobody did, regardless of the reason why they didn't.
Well, you can say that for every team.
And I probably would say that for every team.
But if nobody got the opportunity, that's like me. I ain't never won a Super Bowl. The reason would be I've never played football at all.
So you're not Tom Brady.
Hold on, so you can't use that as a thing.
But if we're talking about football and I'm comparing you to Tom Brady, you're not Tom Brady.
Hold on, but you couldn't be like, well, why didn't it? It don't matter why I never got to win a Super Bowl. The fact that I didn't play football.
But it does not matter that you didn't play football. You don't have any, and Tom Brady does. So if we're talking about football,
but you're still going back to Super Bowls.
The reason why I'm going back to Super Bowls is because the thing is brought up that other quarterbacks played and won.
Okay, so
let's be real.
Tom Brady only won 3. He ain't won 6 Super Bowls. He won 3. Belichick won the other 3. So you can just call it even.
The first two Super Bowls,
Brady didn't win them. When they beat the Rams, Brady didn't beat them.
I give Brady
that defense stopped the number one scoring offense in the NFL with Todd Gurley, with all they were doing. That's Belichick's defense that did that. So for me, I would say at best it's even. Because if you count the Super Bowl, who's responsible for those Super Bowls, 3 with the Belichick, 3 with the Brady. Who's responsible for the losses? You have the one to Atlanta. The Eagles, Philadelphia. I would say Belichick takes responsibility for that. But the Giants, that's all Tom Brady. Because they scored points.
And that's when they had Randy Moss.
Not when he caught the ball like this when the game was won.
It doesn't matter. That means Eli was clutch, right? I didn't finish what I was saying though.
What I'm saying is I'm gonna always pick the player over the coach. The only reason why I'm saying Tom Brady over Bill Belichick is because that's the two people we pick.
Here's the problem.
But wait. Even if we say the defense has won those championships, I will agree. But that's still, I'm not giving the credit to Belichick. I'm giving the credit to the player because the player has to go out there and play.
But the problem with that is you can do that in basketball. You can't do that in football. It's too many parts. It's 11 on 11.
Yeah.
And then special teams, 11 on 11. Offense, defense, that's 33 against 33. You can't put that on one player to be the reason why you win all the time.
I'm not giving. All the reason that's why it's Tom Brady versus Belichick is why I'm saying.
But that's why you have to give it to Belichick because he has to manage those 33 players, and then the coaching, the structure, and the draft, and who's going to bring in.
He has to manage, but they're following his system though.
Here's the problem with that though. How many coaches that came from his tree are winning? I.e. Bill O'Brien.
Bill O'Brien ain't doing nothing.
Exactly.
So that means you can't give him the credit for it.
So that tells you that it's Bill Belichick that's
running
the system.
So you said he have coordinators and stuff. So what, you know, the Pretty Twins said, you can't give it to anyone else because we acknowledge the fact that the coaches who came from his tree are trash.
I don't know why they're on this team. I'm not giving it to them either. I'm just saying Bill Belichick's not doing it by itself. That was the only reason why me bringing up the coordinators.
So hold on. So in that case, neither is Tom Brady.
I didn't say Tom Brady was doing it by himself.
So you can't give him credit then.
I picked Brady. I said Brady's name because it was Brady versus Belichick.
But if you say that. We're talking about Brady and Belichick. In Belichick, you brought up his coaches, even though we're talking about Brady and Belichick. So if you bring up Brady, you have to bring up the receivers. You have to bring up the line.
I said I gave it to the defense for the second one. I get the argument that the first one wasn't on him, but I give him the credit for executing the game-winning drive, at least. But I do agree. I mean, at the end of the day, I'm still picking the player. I'm always going to say the player over the coaching. Not to say that the coaching doesn't matter. But I give more weight to the players than I do.
So let me ask you a question. So what do you say about players that's trash on this team, but they go to another coach's system and they're good. If it's just I'm saying if you give the credit to the player, why do some systems work for certain players and other systems don't? Because if you cold, if it's just the player, you cold everywhere, right?
But at the same time, it's other stuff that go into it besides just what's going on the field. It could just be a change of scenery that was better for them. So it could be going from playing in a cold city to playing in a warm city.
So you give more credit to the culture then?
No, I give more credit to the player. I know what you're trying to say. You're trying to get me to say the culture.
Based on what you just said, it's based on the culture then.
No, it's not, because I said it could be a cold weather city to a warm. You could go from playing outside to playing in a dome. It's so many factors that can
okay,
that
hold on. Let's
you playing better in a different
let's spot. Let's take this. Where was your boy at? Jesus.
Who
played the coach for the Chargers? Not the Chargers or the Rams.
Sean McVay?
Jeff Fisher. Uh-huh. Under Jeff Fisher's team was garbage.
Yeah.
They said your boy Goff was a bust under Jeff
Fisher. He was a bust.
Mm-hmm. He looked like a bust this year too.
No. You changed the coach, he immediately got better.
But he looked like a bust this year too. He went back to looking how he looked. It just was a change of scenery, I guess. I don't know what it was.
You know what it was.
I can't just say it's the culture because he had that same coach this year.
According to your logic, any team Tom Brady goes to, they gonna win the Super Bowl because of him, right?
No, I'm saying.
Well, why not? Because if you say
See, this is the thing about the Rams with going them. It is the coach because most people are saying that the reason why they didn't do well is because of the coach, because he tried too hard to run that particular system, yeah, because they weren't giving Todd Gurley the ball. So you can't say, well, he's back to his old self. No, Sean McVay reverted this year. It says he's the one who's responsible for the explosion when they went to the Super Bowl, but he's also responsible for the way that they played down this year. So that is still on him. It's not on Goff playing bad. It's the way, because who still calls the plays? The same problem that all you Texas fans have about Bill O'Brien. Every week when y'all lose, y'all take plenty of L's. It's always the coach needs to be fired. The coach knows what he's doing. The coach
probably fired.
But why does he be fired?
Because the coach still establishes the system. I'm not saying.
But here's the thing.
But what I'm saying, this is what I'm saying. Bill Belichick is not going to the Dolphins, and the Dolphins going to be a good team, a better team tomorrow, just because Bill Belichick.
Every team that he went
on. But here's the thing. He went to the Patriots and did that.
He might have did.
But and the same token, it's always going to be. See, no matter what, in football, it's always going to go to the coach. The reason why it's always going to go to the coach in a situation like this is because he does affect all the parts. The thing is that. Because a player is going to depreciate over time. We know that Father Time's undefeated. And we saw that this year. Tom Brady could not get the offense going to where they needed to be. That's
because
why they
Tom Brady was limited.
Tom Brady
didn't have no weapons.
Come on, man.
Be fair.
That's Mr. Moore with less, though.
Oh, hold on. Boy, but
Mr. Moore with less.
But if it's all about Tom Brady, then, I mean, you can do what you can do.
This less.
Yeah, this year he had a trash.
Did he have Julian Edelman?
I will agree with him on that.
Super Bowl.
Let me kill your argument real quick, right? They won Super Bowl the year before, right?
Yeah. Right.
How they won?
Edelman being the MVP?
Running game.
They won, yeah.
What happened this year? They had the same running backs. The same offensive line, and their running game was trash this year. So what happened was, listen, a running game, a running play.
The play that won them the game was when Brady finally found Gronk down the field and they got him.
No, the play that won the game is when they won in the overtime because they ran a sweep. The reason why they're whooping everybody is because they ran the ball so well. All you do is go back and look at the stats. This year, their running game was shut down, and every team forced Tom Brady to win. Outside of Gronk, because he can be quoted anybody saying he's an all flamer. They still had Edelman. They still had the same players. They still had the same players. I saw him. They still had the same players. But they still had the same players. And if Tom Brady's that great, you make your players great. But Tom Brady can make his great players great, but I don't know him anymore.
I could probably throw the ball and Gronk catch it because he's bigger than everybody on the field.
You cannot, Edelman.
Yes, you can.
Hold on.
You're saying you don't think that Gronkowski
gave him a super advantage over everybody else?
Yeah, I do.
What question?
I'm not going to say anybody could have just threw it to Gronk either.
Anybody could have just threw it to Gronk. Just like anybody threw it to Randy Moss.
So basically, y'all saying right now it's not going to be no difference with Brady being on the Buccaneers then.
No, it's going to be a difference.
James Winston was there. James Winston was throwing everybody
to Moss. But we know, I mean, I'm pretty sure there's a consensus here that Tom Brady's better than James Winston.
And Tom Brady's better than Gabe. That's what I'm saying.
No, hold on.
That's what I'm saying.
At the end of the day.
You're not talking about it, Gronk. I don't care.
At the end of the day, when you look at they won Super Bowl last year, they had a running game.
Yeah.
And they had their defense. They had the same good defense. They said the top, number one defense coming in, instead of the same players. Everybody, Gilmore, all those guys stood at high tower. They all played the whole year, right? But when they had no running game because they couldn't run the ball. That's why the receivers got exposed, because they couldn't run the ball no more.
Yeah.
And they didn't have Gronk as his security blanket, right? Without Gronk's security blanket, now Tom Brady, guess what he has to do? Be a real quarterback. And he couldn't do it. That's why everybody was shutting him down. He couldn't do it because he's not as good as he used to be anymore. He couldn't do it no more.
When Tom Brady had Randy Moss, he broke a million records. Did he break these records because of his play or because he was throwing the ball to Randy Moss?
It's because he was throwing the ball to Randy Moss.
Exactly.
Okay.
So, hold on.
A lot of people that played with Randy Moss that didn't break the records, though. So it's not just
Randy Moss. It's a lot of people that played with Randy Moss, and Randy Moss caught everything he threw their way. From the Raiders.
He was breaking records.
He didn't
break the record that Brady broke.
On other people's team, Randy Moss became the second or third greatest receiver in history.
I agree.
Hold on. So which means, he was still breaking records. You don't just be on the team and become
the break that record. You brought up a record. So
Before you came to the Patriots, you were the second or third greatest receiver in NFL history.
Yeah.
Already before Brady. Mm-hmm. So now I'm bringing this to you. So okay, I get a better quarterback, and we breaking all these records. Tom Brady wasn't breaking these records before then.
That's fine. Randy Moss wasn't breaking the record before Brady.
He was the second or third greatest in history.
But you're bringing up a record, though. If you're talking about the record, we're only talking about the record. If you're saying he broke the record, then I'm talking about the record.
I think the thing about the Randy Moss thing, too, is that the problem Randy Moss had is that when they won, like, it was like 18-0, and they got to the Super Bowl, the problem Randy Moss had is Tom Brady. That was his problem. You know why? Because Tom Brady could not get that boy the ball. Tom Brady was lost to the Giants twice. He couldn't get the ball.
He didn't have no time to throw. The Giants had one of the best lines in the league. The Giants should have beat them in week 17.
Tom Brady known for the quickest release.
He's not known for the quickest release. Tom Brady's not even known to be a
talented
thrower.
He is known for having one of the quickest releases.
What he's saying is the quick release is the schematic.
Yeah, it's just short passes. But as far as letting the ball go, it's plenty of people that throw the ball quickly.
What I'm saying is, you're saying he didn't have time. Tom Brady is known for getting the ball out of his hand. So,
but if he didn't have time, he didn't have time. It doesn't matter if you can throw the ball. If you're known for getting the ball out. If they're sending four people, that means you got seven in coverage.
This is the thing. If you're known for something, that means when that's called upon, you should do it well. If that's what you're known for,
it does not work against every team. Most teams used to have to blitz him in order to bring pressure. That's the blueprint on beating Brady.
But he still put seven in coverage. Based on those blitzes, that's how he became known for getting rid of the ball.
Exactly.
Until he couldn't.
Because you can't. What? I don't get the argument. Until you can't do what you're good at, then you're not good.
If somebody stops what you are known for, that means it's you.
That's how you beat anybody. You stop what they are known for. You stop Steph Curry by getting them off the three-point line.
And you know what? And every week when you're watching the football things, people are trying to beat Belichick at what he's good at, and they fail. That's what people say. When they were trying to beat the Patriots, they was rushing.
So let me ask you this. The 2 years that they lost to the Giants,
mm-hmm.
So do you give their credit to Eli Manning or do you say the defense?
I give it to the defense.
Why?
Because the defense played. The defense was
But at the end of the game, he threw the game winning. When he caught the ball, who threw it to him?
Eli did.
That was a heck of a play. That ball broke like 15 tackles for that ball.
So so you're not gonna say that Eli was clutch then? You're not gonna say he won?
No, he was clutch. But at the end of the day, man.
But that's not the argument that we're having.
No, what I'm saying is just like you said, the defense, all the times, well, like Jason was saying, basically, most of the championships when they did win, it was because of the defense.
But I already said that.
You gave Tom Brady the credit. No, you said it was because of Tom Brady.
I probably would give the first one still to Brady because of the drive. But the second one, for sure, it was the defense. Even if you get a first one to the defense, my overall point was that I'm going to pick the player over the coach anytime.
Hold on, pause for a second. Jay Diamond, the trash man, just entered the ring.
Hey, what's good, y'all? What's good?
He a Buccaneers fan now, y'all. He got off that trash.
He was the Cleveland Brown trash.
There's no reason for him to not be a Browns fan anymore. They was already.
I just want to say this for everybody who. This is all right. Everybody be jumping on the bandwagon. This is how y'all never take L's, because y'all jump on the team that's winning. So me, I take the L's because I'm sticking with the team no matter what, through thick and thin. So I don't want to hear nothing from nobody that's rooting for the Buccaneers now, because I know ain't no Buccaneers fan.
That does not change the fact that the Browns are still.
There's a Buccaneers fan in here now. His name Mike Richard.
Hey, TB12, baby. I told you once they made that trade for Hopkins, man. Hey. I'm riding with my boy Tom Brady, man.
Look at this. You are gonna get Tony about
that.
Wait a minute. I wasn't arguing against something. Now this argument is not him being the greatest player. The argument is the system in Tom Brady. That's totally different.
Yeah,
but you're not following the system. You didn't stay with the system. You followed the player. Huh? You weren't like, I'm riding with Belichick. This system is awesome. You were going with Brady.
Well, that's the thing about him. He doesn't really root for teams. It's players. That's true. Like LeBron James. He's going to follow LeBron.
Tom Brady is nothing.
The thing about it is that we might can deal with logic and deal with the minutiae and everything. He's going to look only at the player. He don't care about that. LeBron's the greatest player of all time because his name is LeBron. That's it. You know what I'm saying? TB12.
I'm a TB12 fan too, but.
Tom Brady is the greatest quarterback of all time. It just is what it is. But I give more credit to the system because the coach has to do more. Than the quarterback has to do. The coach has to do more.
I agree that the coach has to do more. I just don't give more credit to the coach. I give more credit to the players.
I don't agree with that.
You did more for that.
Nah. It's because you had the players.
But the coach is not going and play. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, and just like Tom Brady.
Let Trashman get in.
I'm just saying, like, without the system, because you can have great talent, you can have great potential. But without the right system and the person to coach you to lead the way to open up the doors, then it's wasted.
Just like Carmelo.
Carmelo, we gotta take a Carmelo cool down. We cannot mention his name for 3 months, man. His name cannot be mentioned on this show.
His name cannot be mentioned on this show for three months. That's taboo, man.
This is what I'm saying. Even if you say that's cool to say, but it's been sorry coaches that have coached teams to Super Bowls. Now they might not have won, but they have got there because they had extraordinary players. But even with saying it has to be the system, I don't think that Bill Belichick can go to the Dolphins tomorrow and they're going to be even a playoff team tomorrow. But Tom Brady has instantly made the Buccaneers better. It's no other circumstances to it, but when Tom Brady got to that team,
I agree with that.
Everybody is like, "Oh, the Buccaneers have arrived."
Because creating a system, well, it's culture that does take time to create all of that.
I do want to mention that Bill Belichick,
as great as Bill it is, he was with the Browns at one point, but he's definitely not with.
Oh, man.
He had to slide that in there.
But his thing about what you're saying, Tom Brady is him by himself is enough. And football, one player is not enough. I don't care. I can't argue you are. You just said Tom Brady on there.
Tom Brady made that team way better by himself.
The team was already have good talent. Tom Brady may have to make
Jameis Winston
out of Tom Brady. That's automatic. That's my question. But if no. Let's keep the same team. Put Bill Belichick on the Tampa Bay. Who would be Super Bowl favorites? Be more because of if you put Bill Belichick was a coach of that team, right? That Tampa Bay team, how good would they be?
Wait. Are we saying Bill Belichick with Jameis Winston?
Yeah.
Yes.
They wouldn't be.
And then the Patriots without Belichick and Tom Brady.
Really?
Who would be a better team?
Are you kidding me?
Who would be a better team?
Hold on, say it. I'm sorry.
So if Tom Brady and Bill Belichick swap with the same and the other team still to say the same, who would have a better record?
The Buccaneers would, because the Buccaneers Why? Are a better team. The Buccaneers are a better team regardless of
anything. No, what I'm saying is that because Bill Belichick is that great, you can plug him in a team that has good players, and they're going to be even better, more so than Brady being plugged in with a better team, and the team will be better. It's a higher degree because Bill Belichick is a much better coach than Tom Brady is a player.
I don't agree. I would say
because Tom Brady is not even the best overall talent-wise. He's not the best quarterback talent-wise. But Bill Belichick is the best coach, period. He's the best coach of all time.
Yeah.
Tom Brady is the best because he has 6 rings, but he's not the best quarterback. That's a quarterback talented him, right?
I agree.
And so you have the best the coach of all time, better than everybody else who's ever done it. You put him on the team, you have to go, and that same team, they'll be better because he's the best of all time.
I'm not saying if they're going to be better. They wouldn't be better. What I'm saying is it kind of goes back to what you just said. It takes time to establish a
system. Let me ask you a question. If you were to take Belichick and put him on the team when Green Bay, when your boy just got there, and then put Mike McCarthy on the Patriots, do you think Mike McCarthy would lead the best Patriot team to 6 Super Bowls, or would Bill Belichick, when he had Aaron Rodgers in his youth, would Aaron Rodgers now have 6 rings and be the GOAT?
I don't think Aaron Rodgers would have 6 rings and be the GOAT. I don't think the Patriots will win 6 rings, but the Patriots, no, because if Aaron, because you, are we saying the same rosters? Because the Green Bay never had the defenses there.
Well, I think more so. I think he's more so comparing. I'm imagining you're more so comparing Tom Brady versus Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah,
without question, Aaron Rodgers is a way better quarterback than Tom Brady.
What I'm saying. If you take away Belichick from Brady and give him McCarthy and give Belichick Aaron Rodgers, do you think that we would still be having a conversation where Tom Brady is the GOAT?
Yes. I still think that we would. I think it would have been harder for him to win 6 rings, but I still think if you're saying the teams would be the same, Aaron Rodgers did not always have Super Bowl caliber teams.
But the Patriots didn't ever have anybody.
Aaron Rodgers never had Bill Belichick. Now, this is an argument that has been had a lot on like sports talk and everything like that. This particular argument with Aaron Rodgers and Tom Brady. Like, if Aaron Rodgers was on the Patriots would have 10 Super Bowls right now.
That's a different argument.
That's really when he brought that in. This argument has been had.
That's not the same argument if you're saying Bill Belichick going to New England, and that's different than saying Aaron Rodgers gets to come and have all the teams that Tom Brady had, and then Tom Brady goes to Green Bay and have all the teams that Aaron Rodgers had. Aaron Rodgers would have more rings than him.
Why?
Because Tom Brady had better teams than Aaron Rodgers had.
Why is that though? But why? Why he had better teams?
Huh?
Why he had better teams?
Because the players were better.
Oh, because they had a better, because they had better GM?
The GM was better.
The GM
was better.
The GM was John Dorsey, who was with the Cleveland Browns, who brought in OBJ.
So I'm not going to give you coaching credit because you're a good GM. That still doesn't have the same thing to do with you
coaching
being a coach.
The players you picked.
But that's fine. I would say he's a great GM, just like Bill Belichick. Bill O'Brien is a great GM, but he's a trash coach.
He's a trash GM and a trash coach, but it is different because it's unique for Belichick because since he does play both roles, he knows who to pick to fit his system. So everything still revolves around his system. So it does mean more with him being the coach and a GM. It does mean both.
Yeah, but, I do agree, but I'm saying I'm not gonna. If we're having an argument between Tom Brady and the coach Bill Belichick, who deserves more credit? I'm not gonna say yeah, you were the GM too, because I'm not talking about the GM to Bill Belichick. I'm talking about the coach. When the games is playing, the GM is not GM, but
he is always GM Bill Belichick, because that goes back to what he was saying before, that it goes off to a system. He still controls the entire system. And for him, it's unique because his system goes beyond between the white lines. It goes off the field where he's, like I said, picking the players, bringing guys in, creating a culture, creating a standard. And it's because he can be like that with Tom Brady. He can make Tom Brady a regular player in front of everybody. He can chew him out, talk like that to him. That's what got these guys to play like that, because Tom Brady was never put on a pedestal. Yeah. As being above it all, that goes back to the coaching. That's why, to me, I would give Belichick the edge on the coaching, because he affects the culture more than Tom Brady does. Now, does Tom Brady deserve some credit for that as well? Yes, because he bought into that system. But Tom Brady bought into Belichick's system. But Belichick did not buy into Tom Brady. That's why he was trying to get rid of him for Jimmy Garoppolo. He did not buy into Tom Brady, but Tom Brady bought into the system. That's why he feels spited now. That's why he feels like he's been betrayed, because they weren't begging him to come back. They're not treating him like, quote unquote, the GOAT. Because Belichick, in his mind, his system supersedes everything.
Yeah, and we know system works without Tom Brady.
When you say it like that, it still seems like the credit is to Brady, because Brady had to buy into it. If Brady wasn't with it,
he had to buy into the system that I give you. So you have to play the way I play.
But it was on him to buy into it.
You
didn't have a choice.
He had a choice. No, you're right. He did have to buy into it. But to me, that shows the greatness of Bill Belichick. Because he had a system or a vision that was so compelling that Tom Brady was compelled to follow that system. And what happened? He saw the success that came with that system. Now, if Tom Brady was his greatness was that bright, or if he had that much greatness, then he would have said, you know what? No, let me be like Aaron Rodgers and do it my way. I don't care what you say, Mike McCarthy. I'm gonna get you out of here. I'm gonna bring in a coach, and I'm gonna have a coach that come in now. Exactly. I'm gonna tell him what to do, because I'm Aaron Rodgers. But y'all gotta relax.
That's making the argument be, is Bill Belichick a good coach? I'm not saying he's not a good coach. He is a great.
But who gets more of the credit?
The player. The player has to go out there and play.
But based on how he just broke that down, because it go beyond just the. Just the playing part of it.
It does not. The thing
that messes up your argument is that NFL is never on the players. The NFL is on, and I don't, when it comes when this is what I mean. Let me explain to you. And football is different than basketball, right? It's different, and even different than baseball.
And you know this,
because football is different, because you're required. Everybody has to play a part. Like for instance, Tom Brady can't catch the ball. No, he can't block. Right. So since there's so many intricate parts to it, one player cannot make the overall difference. Mm-hmm. Even if you have like a super team, if the coach is not good, the team is not good. Case in point, Philadelphia got all these great players. I was going to do that to you, but Cleveland Brown, right? If the coach is not good, let's use Cleveland Brown.
Yeah, you got
OBJ.
Yeah, everybody else used
him. Kareem Hunt. the tight end, Njoku, whatever, right? Who's the other wide opposite of OBJ?
Jarvis Landry.
You telling me you can't win more than six games?
You can't win six games? Baker Mayfield is the quarterback?
He did good last year. He did the year before.
But Baker Mayfield did not play good.
But he played good.
With the same coach. He just became the head coach instead of the offensive coordinator.
But at the same time, The coach was so bad.
The team was not bad. Don't give it to the team now.
Don't give credit to the team now.
No, because I'm giving the credit to the team if they lose, and I'm giving the credit to the team if they win. Yeah. I'm saying the team was bad. Even just because you have a collection of talent doesn't mean the talent missed.
All right. So what matters? The system matters, right?
But that goes back to the system and coaching.
No, that goes back to the players. Baker Mayfield was not good enough. If that team had Tom Brady, they would have won more games.
And if that team had Bill Belichick,
Patrick Mahomes, they would have won more games.
Yeah, but here's the thing: at the same time, Because you can't, because in football you can't do that. Football, you can't get one person all the credit.
I don't agree with that.
I'm not giving one person all the credit, though.
Tom Brady.
I don't agree with that.
No, because I'm saying Tom Brady is because we started out saying Tom Brady versus Belichick.
So let me go back. Yeah, so in the day,
but I'm saying that's, this the players get more weight than the coaches. Is what
but
I'm
the
saying.
Reason why you can't give one player, Tom Brady, more than a coach, he has too much more influence. No. Tom Brady can't do much more than to throw the ball.
You know what? You should have used Lamar Jackson.
No, but I get what he's saying. Yeah. But because that's not the context of what I get what you're saying. With
no, no, no. Okay, look. Flat out.
The context of what I
flat
was
out. Saying. Who is more responsible? The coach?
Yeah,
or quarterback?
And I already said the coach has more responsibility. But if we're talking, about who's responsible for them winning, then I would give it to the players more. So if I only have one player to pick over the coach, then I'm going to pick the player. That's what I'm saying. We're only giving the one player option against the coach.
Right.
That's why I'm saying he was more responsible.
No,
Gronk was more responsible than Bill Belichick. If that makes my argument more clear,
Gronk would be more responsible than Tom Brady.
Yeah, he'd be more responsible than Tom Brady.
He might be, but all I'm saying is the player is more responsible than the coach. That's all I'm saying.
Nah, because in football, the coach holds so much more weight. This is my argument with the thing about football. You can't give.
Ain't no
coaches
on that scoreboard, man.
No. Tom, what did Tom Brady make the offense up?
Did he do it?
Did he make the offense up? No, did Tom Brady create offense? So what offense he ran?
He ran
whatever offense he was given. Whatever offense, whatever coach gave him, he ran whatever they ran. So then Tom Brady only did what he was told to do. So outside of that, Tom Brady did not control the game. For instance, like, see in basketball you don't have to run plays. This is what I'm saying. But this is what I'm saying is during football because basketball you don't have to run plays. If you can shoot, you can shoot. You can jump, you can do all this by yourself. But in football, you have to do according to the system. Like for instance, like this, and this goes back to the Aaron Rodgers thing. The reason why Aaron Rodgers had a problem with Mike McCarthy because Aaron Rodgers still want to do his own thing. And when he wanted to do his own thing, call his own plays, his own audibles, and then working with the head coach, then they had a clash. I'll tell you, if Tom Brady ever decided to not go against Bill Belichick's coaching system and how they did things, he would have been benched. That lets you know that Belichick has more say-so, one, but he has all his own responsibility, too, but he's more responsible because he's more culpable. Mm-hmm. Like, for instance, like even the Super Bowl that they lost, I would give them more loss. I wouldn't give the loss to Tom Brady. I'd give the loss to Bill Belichick.
Against everyone they lost,
yeah. I give it to the coach because Bill Belichick responsible for getting the rest of the guys playing. I don't matter how bad. I mean, one day I lost against the Giants. Like you said, the front four, you just can't beat that. You can't beat a pass rusher in the front four and you can drop seven in coverage against four. The most you can have is five receivers out there. The most you can have is five receivers against seven people. You're not going to win.
Yeah.
But that's on Bill Belichick. I don't put that on Tom Brady. You see what I'm saying?
I don't get it. How is it then on Bill Belichick when
because
you can't have more than five receivers?
Because it's your responsibility to have time to make adjustments in scheme.
But it's the coach. You can do. You can't adjust.
Oh, there's stuff you can do. There's stuff. There's always stuff you can do. There's all stuff you can do. There's always things you can do.
Well,
but
I know that it is. But
they have the personnel.
I'm saying that if you just said, if you rush it 4.7 in coverage, you can't put more than five receivers out there.
Also,
you're at a disadvantage. Of course, there's stuff you can do.
Yeah.
Because they run a cover two, you know, to hit the sidelines, you know, stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
It is stuff you can do, but I'm saying that it's more of a disadvantage. It's more of a disadvantage on him to then put the blame on him because there's nothing he can do if his offensive line is going out there and they can't block four people. If I put six people to block and they can't block those four
people. That still go back to the coach.
That still go back to the coach. I get you're saying the player has more weight because he's actually out there physically playing the game.
That's all I'm
saying. I get that. But here's the problem, though. The problem is the player can only do as what is available to him to do based on the coaching. In basketball, you can do that. Baseball, you can do that because nobody's up there with you swinging that bat. Nobody's up with you with that on that mound throwing the baseball. So you have more control. Tom Brady doesn't have that kind of control. So I can't give Tom Brady I can't put him over. I'm gonna say let me go back to the base argument. I can't put him over Belichick because Tom Brady has limited control over the outcome of the game, and Belichick has more control because since Tom Brady since he doesn't play defense, but since he doesn't kick the ball, right? If Vinatieri missed those kicks. How many Supers they really won? Probably about three, right? I mean, some of the championship game probably got out of because of the kicking. But I don't say the kicker's better than Tom Brady. He's more valuable. No, he was great.
But he's more clutch. The kicker.
he was clutch when he, but look, he was clutch when it was time to be clutch.
He was clutch when it was time to be clutch.
But my point is that Tom Brady is limited on what he can do and affect the whole outcome of the game. Less than Belichick, I have to give Belichick more credit. Even though I say how I give him the I give him the credit for losing those games too, because the coaching really does matter. Everybody that's picked a place on the Patriots is based on Belichick's culture, his system, and like he was saying, when Tom Brady bought into the system, everybody fell in line. That speaks to Tom Brady's greatness, but it didn't determine all the outcomes of the game.
And I agree with
you. That's why I'll give it.
I'm not arguing that the coach doesn't have any weight. That's not what I'm saying. I'm just saying I'm always going to side with the players having more weight because they actually have to go out there and play. Now, the only reason why I was saying Brady over Belichick is because Brady was the player in question.
All right, we're not going to finish that topic because we are all right. And in this case,
we're going to talk about that forever.
In this case, Brother Tony is wrong. And we'll just go with
that. Hey, the moderator messed you up, man. Come on, Molly, man.
The original point is this is the season where we're going to see. Our Bill Belichick system is going to be without Tom Brady.
All right, we'll see. We're going to take a quick break, and we're going to come back and let y'all know about that because we're going to talk about who's going to take Tom Brady's place. We're going to be out for a second. Peace. Bump your gum.